start. Is it fear of caving in or losing sleep on something I can only see? So what do you care? I can choose to make my own mistakes, so let me be. Don't tell me who I am. Do you feel what I fear? Seem to have the answers for everyone, but times they change. Some blinking lights turn red. I admit I don't know, but this fork in the road became an interstate. Always dodging death, but I always find my way. As I'm wasting more time, this bottle rattles off a song about innocence. They can't read between the lines. They want what they want, but what's good for you is not always good for them. Your patience dies, not everyone can win. I can tell you I'm wrong, and they know as well as me that this ocean's deep, but it's hardly out of reach. Which way should I run? My lungs are full of wasted oxygen. So sick and tired of always doubting what's been said. Not easy to believe as the night sky pops and crackles and your eyes glaze over. So frightened of our lives, do you panic or dream? Did you wish upon a shooting star? Was your heart half empty? Was it left half full? Your voice becomes thin as the wind corrupts your words. They tremble softly and disappear like the smoke in the air. And where is my mind? I'm not sure. I think it's settled in between what's right or wrong. Or maybe I just lied.
Hello and Happy New Year to you. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 268. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Sons of Great Dane, Kansas City band, with the song Approximately 18th Street. That is on the Midwestern Music's new compilation, Midwestern Audio Volume 2, Electric Hullabaloo. Midwestern Music Foundation is a group supporting local and Midwestern musicians, I guess, with legal help, healthcare, advice, all promotion, presenting shows down at South by Southwest, lots of good things, helping out local artists. You can find that compilation for free on Bandcamp. And if you want to donate a few dollars, it's definitely going to a good cause. Starting off with the Kansas City band, and we're going to continue that trend here. Here we have a track by Margot May with Elias Abid. The song is called Runaway Island.
Thank you. prosthetic wings. You drive a surveillance van. You're always doing seven things. You write the code for brain implants. They're on the papers on you. The laws don't cover what you do. You and your think tank entourage. You're all counterculture demigods. You're so technical. You go hacking around the world. You're so technical, baby. Are you a boy or a girl? Have some extra limbs. You look like a Swiss Army knife with wings. Dance like a Hindu deity. Best friends with Timothy Leary. You're so technical. You go hacking around the world. You're so technical, baby. Are you a boy or a girl? The death of the left was you. You look like Herbert von Karajan. You live underneath the zoo. You're so technical. You go hacking around the world. You're so technical, baby. Are you a boy or a girl?
A nice little set there, giving you a chance to stretch out a bit. We started things off with Margot May and Elias Abid with the song Runaway Island. That is the title track off the duo's collaboration. It was self-released back in November of last year. Margot May, based out of Kansas City, formerly known as a bit of a folky, I guess. Not quite so coffee shop as all that, but pretty close. Her producer, Elias Abid, out of Chicago. I know very little about him. In the middle there, Shy Boys with the track Heart Is Mine. That'll be out on the boys' self-titled debut coming out January 21st on High Dive Records. A band out of Kansas City there that have been making waves for a year and a half or so, something like that, with their kind of Midwest surfy vibe there. And ending that set off was Advanced Bass with the song Technical, You're So. That is from Tomorrow's Homes Today, which came out December 10th of last year on Ordinal Records. I think Ordinal Records is Owen Ashworth's label. Owen, of course, is Advanced Bass, and before that, you may have known him as Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. That song is a Magnetic Fields song, as is the whole EP. It's a cover of a Magnetic Fields EP. And when you think about it, you weren't sure that that was going to work so well. You listen, and then you go, of course it does. What a wonderful, wonderful find there. The band had an EP out earlier in the year as well that I picked up at the same time, so always happy to hear what he's up to. I guess I should let you know what I'm up to. It's pretty simple. The Too Much Rock podcast is made up of the songs I received in the mail or bought at a record shop last week. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Looking forward here, we've got a track by Swearin. This song is called Here to Hear.
Here to hear.
Couple of songs from bands there that created quite a bit of buzz in 2013 that I picked up in 2014 because I wanted to see what I was missing out on. Starting off that set with Swearin' with the song Here to Hear. That is on the band's self-titled album that came out back in June of 2012 on Salinas Records, a band out of Brooklyn, New York that's creating all kinds of buzz. I hope to see them live soon. Not sure when that'll happen, but I'll make it happen. And then after that, Michael Cronin with the song Shout It Out. That's on his album MCII, or maybe, I don't know, 1102. That came out on Merge Records back in May of last year. He's based out of San Francisco. Power pop at times, sometimes just more straight up pop, but good stuff all the way. I see I'm about out of time, so let's go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 268. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I'm supposed to be in Chicago right now, but weather has made flying into Chicago impossible. I won't be in there for a couple of days, but I will be there on the 9th for Enig Norrisey's at Junior's in Pilsen to see some happy little death metal, black metal actually. On the 12th, back in Kansas City for Zero Boys at the Czar Bar. The 19th, I might check out that Panic at the Disco show at the Uptown because that should be a hoot, right? I will miss the 28th Frankie Rose show at Record Bar. Hopefully catch that show in Chicago when I'm up there. On the 8th, Reggie and the Full Effect is coming back to town, playing at the Record Bar. On the 13th, Neutral Milk Hotel at the Uptown. I know Schwervon's got a show that day as well. With Tyvek, actually, at Focal. On the 14th, if you want to have a special Valentine's Day, you can take your loved one out to see Moonspell at the Riot Room. Looking forward there, Dale Earnhardt Jr. in March, Flogging Molly coming to March at the Uptown, and at the end of March, St. Vincent at Liberty Hall, and lots of folks excited about that one. There's other things looking forward, but you don't need to look too far ahead. There's lots of good stuff happening. We're going to wrap things up this week with a track by Hecate Enthroned. Yes, it is black metal, and it's atmospheric, and it's a little cheesy. Okay, it's a lot cheesy, but that's kind of the way I like it. So you'll know what to do with this. You'll either turn it up or turn it off, right? And this is Of Witchery and the Blood Moon that came out on the album Virulent Rapture on the Crank Music Group back in November of last year, a band out of Wales. I really enjoy them. I think they're very entertaining. Hopefully you do too. If not, well, we'll talk again next week, and I'll have something you enjoy. Thank you very much.